The Treasury Department announced plans to switch gears yesterday. Instead of buying up those toxic assets, it will instead inject hundreds of billions of dollars directly into banks. So you'd think those banks would need to squeeze an extra couple of bucks out of their customers, many of whom are struggling with their own problems. Think again. Fees for all sorts of banking services are on the rise. Here to explain is Dan Costello. He's a member of the NPR Project Planet Money. So, Dan, what kinds of things are banks charging for and how much are they charging?
Well, all the fees are going up. They're doing it across the board, really. You're seeing things like overdraft fees go from an average of $32 to $35 up to $40 and in some cases $50. They're charging for fees for simply stopping a check. They are increasing the amount of money that you need to keep in interest-bearing accounts. I mean, if there's a fee that they could increase, they're increasing it.
Dan, you wrote about this on the NPR website, and you got lots of responses. One guy named Jeff D. wrote in saying, "I am so sick of these guys. These banks make all sorts of stupid investments, and now they're turning around and trying to suck as much money out of us as they can." So, Dan, why should average Americans be paying more right now?
It's a very tough call. I mean, the banks are saying they need this money to survive in some cases, and that if they don't survive, the ramifications for the broader economy would be huge. I mean, estimates are that fees account for about $55 billion a year in bank revenue. And so this is not a small amount of money. They say it's necessary to do this. Customers saying, look, on the one hand, we're going through a tough economy. On the second hand, we just bailed you out. Are you kidding me?
Lots of people are pretty angry about this, understandably so. Is there any kind of limit or regulation on how much banks can charge their customers?
It depends on the state where you live. Much of this is ruled by state law. But for the most part, no. The basic rules that apply to this is the bank must at least tell you what the fees are up front. The problem with that is many studies, including a recent one by the federal government earlier this year, shows that a high percentage of banks simply don't ever tell customers anywhere in the fine print, anywhere in person, what the fees are.
It all sounds pretty grim, but I'm wondering if somewhere there's a bit of a silver lining. If people are going to get charged more for things like overdrafts and bounced checks, do you think people might pay more attention and be more responsible about their money?
I mean, that's the hope. But one of the reasons that banks do this isn't necessarily to get people to act better. What they realized a few years ago is that the poorest customers ultimately cost them money. They're literally losing money on people who don't keep a lot of cash in their account but yet call up the customer service line or go to the bank. So one of the reasons that they increased these fees a few years ago, started increasing these fees a few years ago, is to literally push away the poorest people from the banks. This is part of the strategy that's going on today.
Dan Costello is a member of the NPR Project Planet Money. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you very much.